둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Will and I saw Wayne Newton back there. We did wave to him. It was cool.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here and checking out the series. Of course, I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Three interviews a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones. That includes subscribing at Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Some of my recent guests have included, the folks behind the show Lessons in Chemistry on Apple TV Plus, Japanese House, Liz Phair, Sarah Silverman, Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses, Felicia Day, Susan Tedeschi, Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother, and Fleischman Is in Trouble, Kristen Hirsch of Throwing Muses, the band Laney, the filmmakers behind Expendables 4, Physical on Apple TV Plus, and The Morning Show, Michael C. Hall of Dexter, and 6 Feet Under fame, we had Corey Taylor of Slipknot, Andy Taylor of Duran Duran, Rat Boys Westlife, Tommy Stinson, The Replacements, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guests are the band Boy Named Banjo. Now, we recorded this backstage at the Bourbon and Beyond Festival here in Louisville, Kentucky. And in fact, it was for a bigger project, a bit of a partnership between Fender Premium Audio and Nissan Trucks. But within that, we got to do this whole really fun interview that I wanted to share with you guys here as we dig into the band's major label debut album called Dusk, which happens to arrive just a bit over a decade after their first self-released LP, the Tanglewood Sessions. We'll hear about what the evolution of their sound and songwriting has looked like in hindsight. We'll discuss the album's tale of the stages of a relationship and how the record is really just part one of a bigger release, mixing the album with car speakers and driving in mind, and their favorite artists to listen to on late night drives, bands including The Killers, Eagles, Motorhead, Under Oath, and Sugarloaf. Now, we'll also get into why whiskey plays a big part in their music and the story behind their latest single, Something About a Sunset, as well as how Mike Dirnt of Green Day inspired one of the members to pick up a Fender bass. All that and more as we talk to Barton, William, Willard, Sam, and Ford all about the album Dusk. It's Kyle Meredith with Boy Named Banjo.
How's it going?
You guys are looking fresh from a fantastic show up there with a brand new record and lots of new music under your belt. The new record is called Dusk. And this is the major label debut, right? But I say that with the question right, because you're not a new band. This is the major label debut, but we're looking at 10 years in the making. In fact, this record, I think, comes on the 10th anniversary of your debut album. Tell me about that a little bit, because it seems like that's a great incubation time. That's a great incubation time to lead up to a major label debut. What does that mean for this record? How does this record set itself apart from anything you've done in the past?
I mean, we started out making music as an acoustic trio, very folky, very bluegrassy, and it feels like, you know, every album we put out, we did it all ourselves, and it's kind of grown a little bit, but it feels like we finally settled into our sound with this record, because we've been playing shows for the past, you know, 6 years, touring across the country, and really just getting better as a band, tighter. And you can kind of feel that in the music. And I think this is really our first, like...
It's interesting when you talk about finding your sound, because I think a lot of people, when you have the word banjo in the title, in the name, there's a certain idea. When it comes down to it, I mean, let's see, you know, and we all talk about genre and what does it even mean, but it's like, you guys are a rock band. And to me, this is, as a listener, you guys are a rock band in the tradition of Counting Crows and Eagles and anything like that. As you talk about settling into your sound, what does that mean? What, if you can even define that?
I mean, our sound, it's just, we never really sat down one day and just said, let's be a band and let's just do this. We always just did it growing up, and we've just done it for this long. So we've come across a lot of stages, everything from bonfires to fraternity parties to weddings. We played a funeral before, music festivals, clubs. And so when you play all those venues, you kind of learn how to play to each of those crowds. And so over time, our sound's gotten bigger and bigger just because some of these festivals and stuff, you know, you want to keep it high energy. And then we love reverting it back to an acoustic set. In fact, in our full set, we'll pull out one microphone and gather around it and kind of go back to our roots.
Yeah.
And then in the same show, we'll hit that distortion and rock out a little bit.
It's like we're a rock band that can still play around a campfire, you know?
I think I have to ask about playing a funeral. I mean, there's some things you can't do. Like, how you guys doing out there, right? Like, these are the questions you don't ask.
We don't really accept funeral gigs anymore. Yeah, it was a one and done there.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Boy Named Banjo.
That it does come exactly 10 years since the Tanglewood sessions. Do you find that this album gets to speak to the past in that sort of way at all?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we always pay homage to our roots in some way. We always have a little bit of banjo. While banjo is not as predominant as it used to be maybe in our music, it's still there. It's kind of still the root in our music, the thread from Tanglewood.
Of course, you'd have to have the foresight to even know it was going to land exactly 10 years. I don't know if that was there.
I didn't even know that, to be honest.
Yeah, that is luck right there. Coincidence.
Yeah, a nice coincidence. Well, digging into this then, you know, one thing I did hear in this, and I think maybe you've talked a little bit about this, is that this record, Dusk, it's a journey album. And I don't know what that means, because, you know, from new love to parting ways, what is the story of this record?
I mean, from the top, it's a lot of, like, finding love, discovering love, falling in love. And then we kind of wanted to take the listener on a journey through the night with us. Like, we imagine people just hanging out with their friends, partying, having a little too much to drink, like that Whiskey Dream song. It's a great example of that, kind of in the middle of the record. And then from there, it's a lot about, like, and, like, waking up in the morning, it's... You're reflecting back on your night and maybe a little bit more mature on the other side. And that's kind of where we left it, with Opposite Directions.
Is that something you all figure out as you're recording it? Do you set? Do you go into that going, we're going to tell a story? Or is that something you see in hindsight?
Some of these songs are years old. So it's taken us a while to get to the point where we could bring this much music to the label and have it all put out at one time. So a lot of it was we sat down, looked at what songs we had, and we found the common themes that kind of were naturally there over the course of, you know, writing songs in 2018 to 2022 and 23 even. They kind of naturally fell into place in that way. We just didn't realize it until they were all sitting there.
Yeah. Was it, Rona? One of you all had to said this, I think it's in the press release, all these little red flags you might be willing to ignore because you're young and in love and in having fun.
Yeah.
Do you learn something from the album as you go away from it? The answer is no. We do not have we have not learned our lessons yet.
I think once you hear the full project, you'll kind of get the answer to that. Dusk is not the full project.
Right, because you said that Dusk is the first half of a bigger project.
Yes.
Part one?
Yes, exactly. I think that's all we're like allowed to say at this point, but you can kind of put it together.
Yeah. Could have been a double album.
It sounds like.
We haven't put out a lot of music in a long time, so we're not just putting out 9 songs, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Let's, looking at some of these songs too, I was watching the video to Lonely in This Town, which is great. Because here you are in a vehicle. And again, you talk about this album being great for late night driving, and that's what the video is. I'm gonna put you on the spot right here. All right, everybody gets put on the spot. When you think about yourself in the truck, driving around at night, what's the song that's playing? Or the artist? Who's the go-to for late night driving?
Well, I know while we're at Bourbon and Beyond, The Killers, I have been late night driving to their record, The Pressure Machine from 2021. That's my late night driving record.
I gotta say, and this is going back to like my younger years when I was like highly influential, probably the Eagles and that song Lion Eyes. It has kind of the same feel as Lonely in This Town, but yeah, that's what I imagine.
When I'm doing late night drives in the van, I like to put on, usually Motorhead kind of pushes me to make it to the hotel that night. That's kind of my go-to, something to keep the energy up.
Yeah, I don't have a mic, so I'm going to do this. Definitely my favorite band for late night driving is a band called Under Oath, which is like a hardcore metal band. That's kind of what I grew up listening to. It's my favorite band. So.
I have a weirdly specific answer for this one because, like we said, we've been touring for years, just the 5 of us in a van, no tour manager, no help, no nothing. And so we're doing a lot of late night driving. And whenever I had a late shift, my favorite song to play was Green Eyed Lady by Sugarloaf.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Boy Named Banjo.
Now, do you guys ever think about, like famously, Tom Waits, Les Claypool, like they would mix their albums like in their car, basically. Like they mixed it for driving. Like, do you all think about the album in that sort of way? Do you take the mixes over to?
Yeah, I mean, that's like the car test. That's like the final step of mixing a record, is like it's got to sound good there, because that's for a lot of people, the best sound system they have and the one they're going to be using the most. And so if it doesn't sound good in the car, it doesn't sound good.
That's actually how we sequenced the record. We were just in the van driving somewhere, and we're like, we had all these songs. We're like, let's put it in order right now. Yeah. So that's how we did it.
Yeah.
Cruising around.
That's a great way to do it, because I mean, that is, that it's such a personal space. You're in there, the sound's kind of blasting at you. Like, that's where I like to listen to all my, you know, all the music. Now I know we've got some Fender players here, too. So for it's bass, right?
Yeah.
What made you land? Why do you love a Fender bass?
So my first bass was not a Fender. It was a cheap, you know, Walmart no name something. And then I saw a Green Day concert when I was in 5th grade. It was my first show, and saw Mike Dirnt playing a Fender P, and I was like, well, that's the one I got to get, because he's playing it. And then I bought that Fender P, and then now I've got like 4 more got a Fender Jazz, got a Fender Bass 6. Yeah, it's like all I play. It's all I've ever played, and it's all I know. It's got one pickup, two knobs, so perfect for someone like me who doesn't want to think too hard.
So you like the simplicity.
Yeah.
And the sound as well. I mean, I imagine the sound's got to be a big part of why you're choosing it, too.
Absolutely. I mean, for a, not purely a country band, but, you know, country is a big part of what we do. And there is no more iconic sound in country music electric guitar than the Telecaster and a Fender amp.
Yeah.
That's kind of home base, you know?
And everybody knows it instantly. Like, even if you're not a guitar player, like, you know, that logo up there. I mentioned we're here at Bourbon & Beyond, too. And there's a lot of whiskey on this record. You know, you talk about kind of, there's a good tradition of that. What is the character of whiskey and bourbon on this record, and what part does it play? Is it the friend? Is it the,
Just, I'll let you answer that question, Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess whiskey's around us all the time when we're on the road. Not that we, you know, overindulge all the time, but it's always there. And I guess it is a friend at a lot of points on the road.
See, I hear it on this record, and these tales of caution almost. And it's like, oh, it's aiding.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a lot of the record is about maturation, right, of ourselves. And also, I guess whiskey kind of plays an interesting, like, synonymous role in that. In literally, but also, you know, as you grow up, you figure out that some things are bad for you that used to be fun, and, you know, waking up feeling like shit is not always the greatest thing in the world. And so, like, yeah, there's definitely some caution to that throughout the record, I think.
Growing pains.
Yeah. I love it that it all gets to arrive at a festival, you know, Bourbon & Beyond, and it's up there. Like, these whiskey songs play really, really nice up there. There is a brand new single, and of course, we're going to be premiering it here. It's called Something About a Sunset, which is a beautiful song. Here's the big question. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, I mean, it's really all about just, like, soaking in the moment, spending time with your loved ones, watching the sun go down, and then kind of also the sun going down is a reminder that time is fleeting, so, like, you really need to soak in the moment and enjoy life, and that's kind of what we're trying to do these days, I feel like, you know? So
it's like stop and smell the roses.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I love that message because when we look at, that's what keeps me going. Got to dig in the dirt with some hope and a rake if you want your garden to grow.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the pandemic, we wrote a lot of songs like that about just, like, simple things, enjoying the simple things in life. And, you know, now that we're on the other side, I think that kind of stuck with us in our music, which is cool. So,
well, it's a fantastic record. And even 10 years in with the great back catalog, it's a great debut in itself for the major labels. Dustin Few, Boy Named Banjo, thank you guys so much for dropping by here.
And my thanks to Boy Named Banjo. The new album is called Dusk. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover those new ones. Again, you can do so at Spotify and Apple Podcast, at nprwfpk.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 hours of classics from the 70s, 80s, 90s. You get music news, anniversary spins, the best in new music, bonus interviews. One of my recent shows had the music of a Simon and Garfunkel, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Dave Matthews Band, Gotta Buy Voices, Beck, De La Soul, Marvin Gaye, Jack Johnson, The Killers, Noah Kahan, Lou Reed, X, Patty Griffin, Talking Heads, Wilco, Death Cab for Cutie, Sarah Vaughan, Killer Mike, Phoebe Bridgers, The Black Rose, Jay Farrar of Sunvolt, Joan Osborne, Cautious Clay, and my interview with Jerry Harrison of Talking Heads. Just an example of what you get every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. Of course, you can also catch me on the old social medias. The address is always the same, at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.